David, you've had a few pre-season friendlies lately. How have they been going?
Friendlies have went well. Sometimes friendlies, they are what they are. But I think the last two have showed pretty competitive. The Glentoran game was pretty competitive. There was three tackles flying in, which you're going to get. But again, the Dundella game gives us a chance to have a look at different players, people coming back from injuries, people like Kirk Miller, some of the younger players, Timmy Brown, Ryan Strain, Eamon Scannell, Kevin McGuinness. So it gave me an opportunity to have a look at some of these younger players too. So all in all, I think the friendlies, as I said before, they are what they are, but it gives me an opportunity to have a look at the younger players and, you know, give people game time. So, you know, we seem to have come out of it okay in the friendly games. Obviously, the injury with Andy Waterworth in the competitive game, Matty Clark, the injury in the competitive game. So, say, but sometimes you can't take that away.
Talking of the friendlies, most supporters who were lucky to be here at the Sheffield United game were purring over the style of football that was produced on that particular night.
The boys were good that night, and a game we played on the Tuesday, we went down to Newry on the Thursday and also played pretty well. But again, you've got to realise that friendlies are what they are. The game here against Sheffield United gave us an opportunity to sort of try and get some of the ball, because the games previously when we played in the European games against Celtic, we didn't have much of the ball. So it was pleasing for me as the manager that, you know, having trained continuously from the 12th of June to get the opportunity to go and play, especially at Windsor, the pitch is it's looking well at the minute, the surface is good, and it gave us an opportunity to go and actually play some really good stuff. And I think all in all, the Sheffield United and the Newry games, the goals that we scored, we probably should have scored more.
So overall, you'd be happy with the way the pre-season preparations is going on the back of Europe, on the back of these pre-season games? You know, you're happy the way things are coming along?
Yeah, the build-up's been good from the first friendly game in Bala that we played. You know, the competitive edge has always been there, even in some of the friendly games leading into the Champions League ones against the San Marino side. So we had two good games there for experience and fitness. Obviously, the two Celtic games were massive for the club, and again, give me the opportunity to have a look at some of the new players coming in to gain some minutes. So this pre-season's, it's went as well as it possibly could have, minus the little niggly injuries that we got. But as a manager, you can't really complain. You are going to pick up injuries along the way, and unfortunately, we did. But hopefully, it's not going to be too bad.
And then there's a fairly big game on the horizon, Coleraine, Charity Shield, trophy at stake, repeat of the cup final. It really is, time to start the season off now with a bang on Saturday, isn't it?
It is. As I said, we've been in from the 12th of June, which seems a lifetime ago. But the players are now ready. They're ready for that sort of next competitive step. And anything I've asked of them pre-season, they've done. But you're always judged, and the players are judged, and me as a manager will always be judged on your performance come the competitive start, and that starts on Saturday. It's a Charity Shield game. It's a game that we want to win. It's a game that we want to go out and progress. But we also know that the Carrick Rangers game is a massive game starting the league season next week, and we want to start the season well. I say the players are in a good place to go and do that.
Going to the Oval with a big Linfield crowd, hopefully on Saturday. We want to get the season off to the right start there on Saturday with a trophy, don't we?
Yeah, we do, and I'm also wary that having beaten Coleraine in the cup final, that they'll be looking for probably a little bit of revenge. They were disappointing on the day, so it'll be a good game. It gives us another test against a team in our league, like it did against Glentoran last week. You can have a look at them and see what way they're going to shape up this year. And Coleraine will be no different Saturday. They've got good players. That's a game that we should look forward to.
And as you say, all attention is focused on Carrick Rangers coming here to Windsor Park a week on Saturday. It's not that long since we won the league, but we really want to make a good fist at defending this title, don't we?
Yeah, we certainly do. And Carrick, the bread and butter. The bread and butter is not the friendly games and the Champions League qualifiers and the games against Celtic. The bread and butter is against Carrick at home, starting next Saturday, and I can't wait. Looking forward to it. So the players have worked their socks off in pre-season. But I say they'll again be judged on what performances you give on the pitch starting in the league next Saturday.
And on the injury front, you've mentioned their Andy Water website for several weeks. That'll be a big loss, won't it?
It's a big loss, especially the way Andy finished the season last year. So disappointing to lose Andy. It was an unfortunate one later on against Celtic. But you always hope that no matter who's injured in the squad, we have enough depth in the squad to come in. We have players who can play centre-forward. Andy will be a big miss, but it also gives other players, other centre-forwards, forward players, whatever formation we're going to play, the opportunity that if they get in and grasp the chance, and hopefully they do, then it becomes hard to leave players out.
And better news with Matty Clark and Jimmy Callagher, who are hopefully not too long away from getting back into contention.
Yeah, not too far away. Matty obviously got the bad one against Celtic at home and missed the away leg. So Matty's close to nearing full fitness again. Jimmy's probably a little while off, where he's not played any football this pre-season. So again, the two huge players for us, as is Andy. So when they are missing, they are going to be a loss. But again, with the players that's sort of filling in at the minute, they've done pretty well, so it adds competition to places for me as the manager. It's in a good way. So you always hope that you have selection headaches, and if you don't have selection headaches, it was two or three times last year when we played games in and around. I don't think our squad was big enough. I think this year with the new players coming in, some of the younger players hopefully stepping up, there's going to be a lot of competition for places.
In football, players come and players go, and another player has just left us in the last 24 hours or so, and you'd wish Danny well?
Obviously wish Danny well. He's a lovely kid, a lovely boy. He hasn't really played that much first team football, so we spoke, and it was obviously Danny's best interest to hopefully try and go and get first team football. Disappointingly, he went on loan last year and didn't really get the game time that he had wanted or we had wanted. So it's hard to see, especially young players, when they are out playing. You give sort of clubs the chance to take some of your younger players to gain the experience. For whatever reason, he didn't. And it goes the season before when he was at Carrick. I wish Danny well. Brilliant young kid. And speaking to him yesterday, giving him a handshake yesterday. All he wants to do is go and play and go and prove a point. So hopefully he does. He's a good enough player to go and progress. He's still young enough. So I wish him well.
And obviously it's now August and the transfer window will close at the end of the month, and no doubt your phone will be busy, no doubt, with people wanting to come in or maybe people wanting to go out. So it'll be a busy month for you on that front as well.
Yeah, it is. And again, we are always on the lookout for good players. If we could get maybe one in before the end of the window, that would be good. But I'm also aware that I don't just want to bring anybody in for the sake of bringing somebody in to make the numbers up. I would rather have quality over quantity. So if we do make a signing, it'll hopefully be a good signing that's going to come in and again give us add more competition to the already fierce competition that we have.
Goes without saying, David, we enjoyed the three trophies last year, and we want to start this season with a trophy on Saturday at the Oval. So all the very best for the Oval on Saturday.
Cheers, Andy.